Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, I asked us on Ash Wednesday, make one decision. If you didn't yesterday, do it today. Make one decision that's going to turn your life more in the direction that the Lord wants. It may be giving up something. It may be taking on something. But remember, it's not doing a whole lot of good acts that makes you pleasing to God. What makes you pleasing to God is the reason for which you do that. We can do so many good things and still be very selfish. So what we want is, in this Lent, is a conversion, a turning of our heart more toward Christ and less toward us. More toward saying, Lord, this is your day. How do you want me to live it, and how can I serve you in this day? If even that simple thing were your orientation every day, your life would change much for the better. So is it something you need to give up, something that impedes Christ's life in you, something that impedes his light shining through you? Or is it something that you need to take on, something that you feel like God's been asking of you for a long time? It could be anything from cutting down on alcohol to going on a physical diet. It could be those things, but it could also be something more spiritual. And the way anything is fruitful is the motive for which we do it. So we could starve ourselves during Lent, and that wouldn't necessarily make us any holier. What makes us holier is allowing Christ to occupy the place that used to be some selfish thought or some selfish work, some selfish action in our lives, to allow God's work, God's plan, to invade that, to take that over. Do you understand what I mean? What we want to do is exchange our selfish desires for the desires of God. What does God want? And how does God want to live through me? How does God want to use me? Don't just make sacrifices as though that's going to make us holy. Not necessarily. What's going to make us holy is the intention for which we do them. So you could do something very small and your intention be pure. God will bless you with many graces. So is it taking on something or is it giving up something? But please don't let even these first couple of days of Lent go by without making a decision. If you make a decision and are faithful to it, you're going to be that much closer to God this Easter. And that's where I want to be. Every day closer than the day before. And that doesn't work quite the way I'd like it to. But that's my intent. That's my desire, is that I be closer to God today than I was yesterday. And a lot of it depends on simply taking an inventory, doing an assessment, and saying, what's the thing? Is it food? Is it drink? Do I have an addiction that needs to be broken? You can look at things from that line. Or what do I need more of in my life in order to draw me closer to God? And then decide what you're going to do about that. The first reading for today is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 15 to 20. Moses said to the people, today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him and walking in his ways and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. He's speaking to the Israelites, but it applies to us. If we decide to love him and to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, you will live and grow numerous. Don't you want life? Don't we all desire life? But why settle for some little puny thing that this world values? Why not strive for union with God himself, with the source of all beauty and truth and goodness? Don't set your goals low. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you if you turn away. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, and God has. He's given us the way that will lead to not only life here, but eternal life. I've set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. Holding fast to him. That's the person of God, not just the good deeds. The good deeds should lead you into a deeper relationship with God himself. Don't settle for anything less. Don't ever settle for just doing good things for God. The good things that you do for others should lead you closer in intimacy with God himself. If you heed his voice and you hold fast to him, it will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, says the responsorial psalm, Psalm 1, blessed are they who hope in the Lord. This is one of those psalms that I urge you to memorize, the whole thing. Bless the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. In other words, very frequently. Does that describe your life? It can. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. But not so the wicked. Not so they are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. You are just if you seek to follow the Lord and obey his word. And when you fail, and we invariably fail at times, because we're not perfect, but when you fail, you repent right away. Don't excuse it. Don't mitigate it. Just repent. Lord, I'm sorry. God knows all the reasons. God knows our weakness. He knows our flesh. But when he sees a real trying, a real desire to follow God more closely, he blesses that, and he blesses you. And the gospel today is the gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 22 to 25. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." So Jesus is talking to his own disciples, and he's saying that he will suffer greatly, and he will be rejected. All these words must have come back to them as they saw him on the cross. And he says he will suffer greatly, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Some years after that, they remembered what he said. And then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me," now hear this, "if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself. Notice he doesn't say, give up this or give up that. I mean, it involves those things, but that's not the heart of it. He must deny himself. In other words, what I want, when I want it, how I want it. Deny yourself. God's desire is first in your heart. If your desires are legitimate, some of them may be answered. But the point is that you put first, as I've said so often, you put first in your heart what's first in God's heart. So if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. In other words, if we're so self-centered and so self-concerned, and we can't see in a certain way, as my grandmother used to say, you can't see beyond your own nose, which is pretty short-sighted. But Jesus tells us, if you're like that, you could end up losing your life eternally because you're so self-focused. And self is selfish. Self wants what it wants when it wants it. There's a way, by the power of God's Spirit, that he wants to bring our desires under his authority so that the good desires can flourish and that the bad desires can shrivel up and die for lack of attention. When we put what is first in God's heart in our heart, when we put his agenda first, his priorities first, we flourish. But when we focus on ourselves, oh, there might be pleasure at the beginning, but it comes to a dead end at some point in everyone's life, no matter how successful you might think you are. Because God will use every opportunity, sometimes hard things, to wake us up, to show us the way we need to go. This is why Lent is such a blessing for us, a time to assess, a time to say, what path am I honestly on? If people were to look at my life today, would they know that my desire is for heaven? And this is not by our words. It's by our priorities. It's by the way we relate to other people. By the way we care for others. Would your priorities, would your relationships with others indicate that you are Christian? Would they indicate that you really are seeking to follow the Lord? That's what God needs. Right in your own workplace, in your own life, that's what he needs, his true disciples. And he says to us in the last line of today's gospel, what profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? Take that seriously. Ask that question yourself. And ask God for his grace, his wisdom, his power. God bless you. All of us at one time or another in our lives have to endure suffering. How do we suffer as a disciple of Christ? For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.